This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. voters head to the polls Tuesday. Bullish Republicans on Sunday promised to deliver a wake-up call to U.S. President Joe Biden and retake Congress in this week's crucial midterm elections, as the U.S. president's Democrats insisted they were still in the fight with 2 days to go. At a campaign rally in Chicago, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Biden administration has been enacting many of the changes that voters demanded in 2020, including lowering drug prices and other expenses for lower-income residents.
It's not right that, in particular, our seniors have to make the choice about whether they fill a prescription that a doctor ordered because it will save their life, or pay for food or rent.
Meanwhile, at a campaign rally in Miami, former U.S. President Donald Trump says Democrats are not paying attention to the U.S. border with Mexico.
It is no more urgent to ask for the future of our country than to stop the invasion on our southern border. It's an invasion like a military invasion would be not much different. 2 years ago, we had the strongest southern border in American history.
Delegates at the UN's COP27 climate summit in Egypt agreed on Sunday to discuss whether rich nations should compensate poor countries most vulnerable to climate change for their suffering.
This creates, for the first time, an institutionally stable space on the formal agenda of the COP and the Paris Agreement to discuss the pressing issue of funding arrangements needed to deal with existing gaps in responding to loss and damage.
That's COP27 President Samih Shoukry at the opening session. It runs through November 18th. This is VOA News. The vast majority of Iran's 290 lawmakers on Sunday demanded that the judiciary apply, quote, an eye for an eye, end quote, retribution justice when dealing with, quote, enemies of God, end quote, in the strife-torn country. The declaration, approved by 227 parliamentarians, comes as protests following the death of Mahsa Amini have entered an eighth week. The 22-year-old woman died in custody following her arrest by Tehran's morality police for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. Iranian authorities describe the protests as riots. Italy on Sunday took in families with babies and vulnerable migrants rescued in the Mediterranean as charities slammed Rome's decision to order the others back into international waters as humanitarian vessels waited in the port of Catania to disembark those saved. A migrants' rescue hotline said some 500 others had run into difficulty on the perilous Mediterranean crossings. Members of an indigenous group angry over inaction after an oil spill seized dozens of people on an Amazon riverboat to protest a lack of government aid, local media reported Sunday. The unrest came 2 days after the group released some 100 tourists, several of them foreigners, whom they had taken hostage for a day to draw attention to the environmental damage from a mid-September spill of 2,500 tons of crude oil into the Kuninko River. A marathon returns in Beijing as Chinese authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy, but public outrage continues over strict virus lockdown rules. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Thousands of marathon runners took to the streets of the Chinese capital as authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy. But public frustration rises as strict lockdown rules have seen many tragic cases of people continuously denied timely care for non-COVID-related medical emergencies. In the latest case, property management and community staff are being investigated for not acting quickly enough to prevent the death of a 55-year-old woman with suicidal tendencies. According to the report, she fell from her 12th-floor apartment after her building was barricaded for 10 days under lockdown. Despite its controversial approach, China has managed to keep its death toll low compared to other major countries. I'm Naomi Shannon.
A plane has crashed into Lake Victoria on approach to an airport in Tanzania. The country's prime minister says 19 people have died in the crash, raising the number of dead. Local authorities said most of those on board were rescued and taken to the hospital. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.